If you all get nothing else in today's message, we'll get adjusted here.
从今天的讯息里面，如果你们其他都不记得的话，
In this message, that Jesus is above all else, that will meet my objectives.
你们只要记得一句话，耶稣是超乎万神之上，在所造的万物里面，他是至上的。
It's not always easy for me, at least, to focus on this, since the world seems busy pushing other things above him.
对我来讲，作为一个牧师的，我很难在现代的这个世上来把我的注意力只专注在这个耶稣的身上，因为这世上有太多的事会把我从耶稣的身上来拉去的。
But hopefully, as we go through this today, these verses, and as we seek the Lord's strength, this will help.
那希望我们今天所分享这些神的话语呢，会求主呢来帮助我们加强我们的这个信对他的信心。
Some of the things getting pushed up above Jesus are not bad. That could be our family, doing good work, even ministry.
在这个世上我们的家庭，我们做我们这个好的这个工作甚至这个传福音呢，这些事情都非常激励我们的人心，这些也都是好的。
But we must resist this, and we'll see how there's some warnings as we continue to go through Colossians that will help us.
当我们继续来探讨哥罗西书的时候，我们要注意不要让世上的事把我们的心来夺走了。
Today, let's think of four reasons to set our first priority of keeping Jesus above all in our life.
今天呢，我会和大家一起来分享在我们生命当中四个首要的事情呢，让耶稣呢能够在我们的生命当中来居首位。
Now, my first message in Colossians a few weeks ago.Looked at Jesus as our firm foundation. Okay.
在两三周前呢，我和大家一起来分享哥罗西书的时候呢，我们谈到的是以耶稣基督来做我们坚固的这个地基。
But you might have to turn that picture upside down today, even though it's the same concept.
即使我们谈论的会是一样的一样的这个概念，但是今天呢，大家要把我们的眼光呢，从这个地基的身上来转到这个天上了。
Remember, nothing else matters unless our life is built on Jesus, our firm foundation. Okay.
我们的生命如果不是打地基是在耶稣基督的身上的话呢，那我们的生命是毫无意义的。
Or, unless I could say, Jesus is placed above everything, with all things coming under his authority.
或者我们可以从另外一个角度来讲，当我们把主耶稣放在至高的位置的时候呢，那我们一切呢，都会是在降服在他的底下的。
Now I'm confident if we see Jesus at this highest position in our life, we will not only be blessed.
我相信呢，在我们的生命当中，如果我们把主耶稣放到最高的位置的时候呢，我们不仅仅会受到因为这样做所带来的祝福。
Even as important as that, Jesus will use that to draw others to himself so that they can be blessed.
甚至当主耶稣呢，他也可以用这样子的祝福呢，来成为吸引别人来归向他的一个见证，然后让世人呢得到真正的祝福。
There are so many things going on in the world today that seem that many have no hope.
现在这个时代呢一直不断的这个走下坡，有很多的事情让我们觉得这世界是走到了一个绝境了。
But we need to remember Matthew 28:18 says, all authority in heaven and on earth belong to Jesus.
我们需要回想到大马太福音第二十八章十八节这么说道：天上地下的一切的权柄都已经赐给我了。
The truth is, our real peace and hope, and that should be shared with others that are without hope.
这真理呢是我们平安和希望的由来呢，那我们也应该来把这份的平安呢，来和我们周遭的那些还没有得救的人来分享。
Last week, Pastor Gary's message was on the priority in your life. How important that is.
上周呢，赵牧师和我们分享了在我们生命的这个优，在我们生命当中的这个优先次序呢，是多对我们一生来讲是多么的重要。
It's critical. Once we get the priority in the life straight, everything falls in place under that priority.
那是非常重要的。当我们的优先次序定好了之后呢，那一切的事情呢，就很自然的就会到位了。
Now we're careful, as Pastor Gary taught, not to think putting our goodness above all is at top, is our priority.
但是我们要很小心上周赵牧师的这个讯息呢，也告诉我们不要把这世上这些美好的事放在这个最高位了。
That's just the benefit of putting Jesus first and in that position, and then the goodness comes from that, flows from that.
当我们把耶稣基督放在我们的这个生命当中最高的位置的时候呢，那很多的这个美好的事情呢就会临到我们的身上的。
Let's pray before we get into the word.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Father, we have a basic understanding of who you are. In your word, we see much more. So just pray as we look to your word today that we understand more and more how that you are above all and how we should put that as our top priority, as everything else should come under that.
Yes.
Just to worship Jesus. And that's why we're here today. Help us to do that and help us to better understand how that takes place in our life. We say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read together then, Colossians 1, 15 through 23.
现在让我们一起来读哥罗西书第一章从15节到23节。哥罗西书第一章15到23节。
Okay.
Mike 牧师会先用英文 来朗读。
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before God made anything at all and is supreme over all. Christ is the one through whom God created everything in heaven and earth. He made the things that we can see and the things we can't see, kings, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities. Everything has been created through him and for him. He existed before everything else began, and he holds all creation together. Christ is the head of the church, which is his body. He is the first of all who will rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and by him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of his blood on the cross. This includes you who were once so far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions, yet now he has brought you back as his friends. He has done this through his death on the cross in his own human body. As a result, he has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him, without a single fault. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand in it firmly. Don't drift away from the assurance you receive when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, am appointed by God to proclaim it.
好，接下来让我们一起来朗读哥罗西书十五章第一章十五到二十三节。好，请。 爱子是那不能看见之上帝的像，是首生的，在一切被造以先。因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是在位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，盖都是借着他造的，又为他所造。他是万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从元首里首先复活的，使他可以在凡事居首位。因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血就成了和平，是借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。你们从前与上帝隔绝，因着恶行心里就与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不激动失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下，我保罗也做了这福音的执事。
Now to make this ideal about him being first above all, to make it more clear, let's look at, put it into four questions.
接下来呢，那我会用四提出四个问题呢，让这整段我们刚所读的呢，会有一个大家会有一个比较清楚的这个图像。
The first one is, what has Jesus shown us? We see this in verse 15. What has he shown us?
第一个问题是基督耶稣他展现了什么？
Now many people say, I just can't believe in a God, or I have a hard time believing in a God that I can't see.
很多人说，我之所以不相信神，是因为我看不见神。
But on the contrary, the world has seen this God of the universe, creator of all, lover of our souls.
相反的呢，这世界呢，我们到处都可以看到神的影子，从他所创造的这一切，还有他所爱的，我们每一个众人。
Jesus was someone the whole world knows historically, and he was here on earth for 33 years.
耶稣呢，更是一个历史上确凿的人物，他在这个世上活了33年。
Many of us who have placed our faith in him know he is not only real, he is who he said he is.
在座的大部分呢，我们都相信主耶稣基督不仅仅是真实的，而且他就是那位说他是自由拥有的那位。
We also realize that no other historical figure has ever infected the world like Jesus has.
我们都了解，这从没有一个历史的人物呢，能够像主耶稣基督一样来主导这世界的。
Many hospitals, missions, groups, they have spent their time feeding people and taking care of the poor.
很多在医院里头来传福音的，或者是在医院里头来做这个救济穷人，来帮助这个穷人的这一群人。
And the vast majority of this work is done by people who say it represents the love of God, the love of Jesus.
他们绝大部分的当中的人呢，都会讲说他们是代表着神的这个爱来爱世人，来做这些好事的。
So clearly, the love of God is represented in Christ.
很明显的，神的爱就在耶稣基督的身上体现出来了。
And the Bible teaches, 3:16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only son.
在圣经里头，约翰福音三章十六节这么说到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给了我们。
So the perfections of God are accurately and fully represented by Christ.
所以神的完美呢，在耶稣的身上呢，完美而且是完全的 展现出来了。
In fact, the word used here for image in this Colossians 1:15 is an exact representation.
在我们刚刚读的啊，哥罗西书第一章十五节这边啊，从字面的表达啊，这个形象的这方面呢，就已经能够啊，非常真实的啊，把耶稣基督他的啊形象来表现出来了。
Now some may say, well, that person looks a lot like, or is his father's image, has some of his mannerisms.
当我们讲非常相像的父子的时候，我们常常会讲说，哎，他们好像一个模子里头印出来的一样。
However, this image is more the exact character rather than the physical image, since God is really spirit.
这个图像呢只讲的是外表的这个形象而已。当我们讲说父子是一个模子印出来的时候，不仅仅是这外表的形象而已，甚至有些这个习气都代表出来了。在这里呢讲到耶稣基督和父神，那因为神是个灵，我们是看不到的。
The Bible teaches that God is invisible. No one has seen God. God is really spirit.
因为神，圣经上讲神是个灵，从来没有一个人看见过神的。
But yet Colossians here teaches us God has been made visible in character by Jesus, who came in the flesh.
但是哥罗西书这里明确地讲到呢，神借着主耶稣道成的肉身呢，神的一切的这个美好的属性呢，都在主耶稣身上展现出来了。
We see this idea also in Hebrews 1:3. It says, "Who being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person."
在希伯来书一章三节这样说到，主耶稣是上帝荣耀所发出的光辉，是上帝本体的这个真相。
Now I love to sit on my deck and just close my eyes and let the sun shine in my face and just to feel that warmth.
我喜欢坐在我的这个后院的这个平台上面，闭上我的眼睛，感觉到这个让太阳的这个光来感受到那份太阳光的这个温暖。
That's just as Jesus is the radiance of God coming from an invisible location to the hearts of man, warming.
这个就像好像耶稣基督呢是从看不见的这个神的这个本体里面发出来的这个光辉一样。
Okay, second question, what is Jesus' place with regard to creation?
那在这个神的这个创造里头，耶稣他是扮演了什么样的角色呢？
Verses 15 and 16. Now this is where I appreciate the New Living or the NLT translation, as it helps us understand what's really meant in this verse 15.
这在刚刚我们念的15节到16节里头说到了。那我真的很喜欢用 New Living Translation 这个翻译本的这个圣经，因为它明确的帮助了我了解第十五节是什么意思。
Some other translations read that Jesus is the firstborn of creation.
有很多其他的这个音译本呢讲到说耶稣呢是这个神创造里头首生的。
So this leads some to think that he first showed up over 2,000 years ago, as a baby, a created thing, a created being.
这很容易让我们来让有些人误解2000年前呢，主耶稣呢成为一个婴孩，好像是被造的。
But the New Living Translation explains Jesus existed before anything was created. He's not included in the creation.
在 New Language Translation 这个英译本里头呢，它确实这么翻译的讲到说主耶稣呢 是在任何一个被造物之前它就已经存在了，而且整段的这个翻译里头并没有这个讲到说耶稣他是首生的这样子的翻译。
Rather, it speaks of the rights and privileges of a firstborn son, like a monarch who inherits the ruling authority.
讲到这个出生的长子呢，他是有着特别的这个权力跟这个特权的特别是在让我们来就像一个王朝里头。出生的这个长子呢，他是具有继承这个掌王权和这个统治这个国家的这个权力的。
The firstborn or eldest son among the Hebrews and others, was considered to have this special privilege.
首生的呢，或者说是头生的这个长子呢，在希伯来。这个民族里头呢和其他的很多的这个民族国家里面呢都一样，他们都有着一些特权的。
Now the danger here is that some groups that call themselves Christians say Christ is just a part of creation.
但是因为翻译的关系呢，这里就有了一个让人容甚至让基督徒都误解说耶稣基督呢也是受造之物的。
No, biblically, it's not that he is a part of creation, but rather he is over all creation.
不是的，圣经里头清楚地讲到主耶稣基督呢，他不是被创造的，相反的呢，他是创造的那位神，他自己。
Jesus praying in John 17:5 says, Now restore me to the glory that I had with you before the world began.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音17:5这么向父神求道说，父神啊，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
So verse 16 says he created all things in heaven and in earth, expresses really the creation of the universe.
在16节这边清楚地讲到他主耶稣基督他创造了这个宇宙和这个所有天上和地上的一切活物换句话说也就是整个宇宙了。
So he is supreme over all creation.Can't be compared to anything created, which is everything, basically.
主耶稣他是远超过一切受造的，所以是没有任何受造的物可以来和他来相比的。
So that's what it means to say Jesus is completely holy. He is set apart or different from everything else.
所以这也是圣经里头讲到主耶稣他是完全圣洁的，他是分别出来有别于其他受造之物的。
Now Jesus isn't only the creator, but he's also the goal of creation. All things were created by him, for his glory.
主耶稣不仅仅是创造者，他创造的这个目的呢，也是为了他所创造，也是为了他要荣耀他所创造的。
Nothing in the universe exists for its own sake. It's only to make the goodness of Christ known.
宇宙存在的目的呢，就是为了要让基督的美好为世人所知晓。
We see this truth throughout the Bible, as in Genesis 1. God spoke the world into existence.
从创世纪我们看到宇宙的起源，一直到这个圣经里头最后一本的这个启示录呢，一直都在讲述的神他创造，他用他的话语创造了这个宇宙。
Then in the New Testament, John 1, we see that word is Jesus who gives all things existence that exist.
在新约约翰福音第一章这么说到，说到这道就是耶稣 他创造了我们现在所存在的这一切事物。
Now this word gets a little difficult. It includes things seen and things unseen, since we really but see a small part of the creation.
这些存在的呢，包括看得见和看不见的事物，因为呢，我们人所能看见的，也只不过是这宇宙小小的一个角落而已。
You know, it's said a university education isn't about knowing it all, but realizing how much we don't know.
有人这么讲到说，大学的教育呢，不是教人，不是教这个学生，知道去了解这个宇宙有多广，而事实上是来教导这个学生的，让学生知道，我们所知道的也不还有太多太多我们所不知道的。
So Jesus created the things seen and unseen, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities.
耶稣基督创造了这整个世界，看得见的和看不见的，不论是掌权的、自主的，或者是统治者、有权势的，都是他所创造的。
Now God has not answered all of our questions about sin and the misery in the world.
上帝呢？并没有回答我们对所有对罪和苦难所带来的这一切的这个是怎么回事。
But he has told us something very important that we know, and that's in Ephesians 6:12.
在以弗所书第六章第十二节这里却告诉我们神他是要一些很重要的神要我们知道的事情。
He says, we don't wrestle against things in the flesh, but we rather wrestle against those, against rulers, against authorities, against powers over the present darkness and spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
在以弗所书第六章十二节这么说到，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战的。
But since we know Jesus created these spiritual forces, we know also that he has authority over them.
我们知道耶稣基督也创造了这些灵界的活物，他当然有这个权力来掌控他们的。
Now another point in Colossians 1:17 is that Jesus holds all creation together.
在十七节这边讲到说呢，主耶稣基督他在万有以先呢，万有也是靠他而立的。
Some of you in certain sciences realize how amazing it is that things don't just fly apart.
在座的有学科学的，那你们会觉得非常的这个惊异、讶异，为什么这宇宙不会这宇宙的事物不会因为运行而各分东西的。
We realize these subatomic particles are all over the place. Now they make some things look solid and stationary.
我们都了解这世上有许多的这个微观的这些例子呢。那也正是因为这些微观的这些例子呢造成了这宇宙我们所看到的这些实物和实体。
But we realize that it's only the attraction of these other particles that are holding things together.
事实上当我们学科学了，我们就了解事实上这些我们所看到这些实物呢都是因为这些微小的粒子它们本身因为互相吸引的这个作用力呢，所以他们才展现出让我们看得到的实体。
What we can explain for those things is how they work together, if not created by an intelligent, all-knowing creator.
虽然我们不见得清楚这当中是怎么形成的，但是我们却相信呢，这一切 都是一个全知的这个创造者所创造出来的。
So here again in Hebrews 1:3, we learn that Christ continually sustains His creation.
从希伯来书第一章第三节这边呢，讲到说呢，主耶稣呢，他常用他全能的命令托住万有，让这个持续他的把这个让他的创造呢，能够持续的这个创造下稳定下去。
So it really tells us Jesus upholds all things by the word of His power, both the material and the spiritual world.
从这里我们再次的看到了这个话语里头所说的主耶稣呢，他用他的话语的能力呢，把这个物质的世界和这个属灵的这个世界呢，怎么样完美的结合起来的。
So here's the third question. What is Jesus' place in the church?
那我们第三个这个要来探讨的这个问题是呢，那耶稣在这个教会里面呢，他是担当了什么样的角色呢？
We'll see that in verses 18 through 21 as the focus shifts from the whole universe to specifically the new creation, the church.
我们从18节到21节这边我们看到呢，这整个的这个目标转从这个创造宇宙的这个方向呢，转移到一个新的一个创造，也就是教会。
Now some people will ask a pastor, "How is your church doing?" Or a pastor may say, "My church is located."
也许有人会问牧师说，你的教会怎么样呢？那牧师很可能给你的回答说，我们教会是坐落在90 North 100 East。这个柱子上面。
Yes. Of course, this is innocent. We know the church is not a building.
当然呢，我们在座的基督徒，我们都深深明白我们讲的这个指的教会，并不是指的教会这个建筑物。
The building is just one of the many places a part of the church meets regularly.
这个教会这个建筑物呢，只不过是很多信徒们呢，我们用它来做经常的这个聚会的一个场所。
It's really a family of people that believe and trust Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins and that follow Him.
教会呢，是一群相信耶稣基督把他们从最终救拔出来的一群的跟随者。
Yeah. Jesus is the head of the church, the entire family of believers all over the world.
耶稣基督呢，是全世界相信跟随者的这个的元首。
That family is also, it's not an organization, it's really more like a living organism.
所以教会这个大家庭呢，实际上不应该说成是一种组织呢，更像是一个活的一个生命，有生命的一个个体。
Jesus is the one who brought this family to life, that brought it into existence.
耶稣基督呢，正是那位赐予这个教会这个大家庭呢有了生命让我们存在的一个原因。
Verse 18 says Jesus isn't only the head of the church, he's supreme over all who rise from the dead.
在18节这边讲到呢，耶稣不仅仅是教会的这个元首，而且他是那位超乎万有，而且他已经战胜了死亡的那位。
Now other translations again say Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, but again that means he is supreme over that.
虽然有些英译本呢讲到耶稣呢是头一位从死里复活的，但是同样的，这里指的他战胜了死亡这回事。
So as important as being supreme over the world and the church, he is supreme over the resurrection.
在这里讲到说主耶稣基督他不仅仅战胜了这个世界，而且and the church is supreme over the
复活。
复活。这里也讲到说呢他是教会的这个他让教会呢也超越了也战胜了这个复活。
He wasn't the first raised from the dead, but was the first who rose from death to immortality.
主耶稣基督呢，他并不是第一位从死里复活的，而是他是第一位从死里复活，而且有了荣耀的身体的第一位。
So he's chief over that type of resurrection. His resurrection is our guarantee of resurrection.
他是复活的元首呢，所以我们的所以跟从者呢也被立定的会跟他一样有复活的这个盼望的。
So our last question is for what does Jesus provide for everything?
那我们最后一个问题想和大家一起来分享的就是耶稣基督给大家提供了一个什么样的这个不同的呢？
Now everything here refers to the church, not the universe. He will reconcile all things to himself.
我们在这里所讲的一切呢指的并不是这个宇宙的这一切，而是指的教会里头这一切在教会里面呢他使所有的事使万事万物呢都与他来和好了。
That's everything that belongs to this new creation, the church. He will reconcile to himself.
在新的创造里头呢的所有一切呢都会重新的来与他来和好。
We need to make sure that we read this correctly because it does not teach universalism.
我们在这里要很仔细的来思想，我们在这里并不是谈的世界主义这么一回事。
Universalism teaches that everyone will be saved even if they reject Jesus. That's not in the Bible.
世界主义它倡导的是这世上每一个人都会被得救的，不管他信不信耶稣基督，但是圣经里头却不是这么说的。
Now he has made peace with everything in heaven and on earth since he is the Prince of Peace.
因为主耶稣他是和平之君呢，那他在他的新的这个创造里头呢，他让一切天上的地上的都与他重新与他和好了。
And we know it's his special type of peace.Shalom, 平安 and available to all mankind that will accept it.
我们知道有一种有一种的和平，就是 Shalom 这个英文字，就希伯来文所代表的它是为了全人类，只要愿意来接受都能够来得到的。
So as it says here, harmony has been secured between you and God. You who were once far away, brought into friendship and love.
只要在爱里面呢，我们和主耶稣基督呢相信了主耶稣基督之后呢，那我们与神之间的这份的这个和平呢是一定的。
This is how we know that Paul's talking about the church here. He says, you who were once far away.
这也就是我们讲到的，保罗所说的，我们曾经是与神来敌对的，远离神的。
Far from God. We may never have thought of ourselves as enemies of God, but we were by our human nature.
也许在我们的这个平常的这个生活当中，我们从来没有想到说我们是与神来敌对的，但是这里所讲的是我们人的这个本性却是与神敌对的。
The Bible teaches we were born in sin, separated from God.
圣经告诉我们说我们生下来就与神隔绝的。
Through Jesus, we're given the opportunity to have a gift of eternal life with God as his children.
但是耶稣基督呢给我们的一个机会呢来接受这一份从神而来永生的这个礼物，来成为神的儿女。
Now as God's children, he has brought you into his own presence, holy and blameless.
成为神的这个子女呢他带给我们的是我们与神的这个同在，而且让我们是圣洁的， 我们是没有瑕疵的。
But we should remember he hasn't done this by the wave of his hand.
我们知道这一切呢，我们知道这一切呢，并不是神动一个指头就成了的事。
It was through the death of Jesus' physical body, and even for a moment, his separation from God the Father.
因为这是因为主耶稣啊。因为 这是因为主耶稣他经过了肉体的这个死亡，而且他甚至经历了与上帝来分隔的这个时刻。
Here's another very amazing thing in Ephesians 1:4, what it teaches.
在以弗所书第一章第四节呢，教导让我们知道了一件非常非常奇妙的一件事情。
Before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in his eyes.
在以弗所书第一章第四节，神的话语这么说到，就如上帝从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So here Paul teaches, is teaching, that God has loved us, and he praises Jesus in relation to both creation and redemption to be above all.
在这里的保罗再次的赞美了这个主耶稣呢，这个主耶稣基督呢，他不仅仅在创造了这个宇宙，他有了功不可没的这个事迹之外，那另外在救赎也让他超乎万物之上。
Now Paul finishes this section by saying that we must continue to believe this truth.
主耶稣保罗在这里最后一句话说到呢，我们必须要不断的来相信这个真理。
Yeah, don't allow Jesus to be considered a lower priority to anything else in the universe.
千万不要让我们把主耶稣他应该排在首位的这个优先次序呢因着这世上的任何一件事情来替代了。
We have to remember how we came to peace with God, not by anything that we've done on our own.
因为我们必须要明了我们之所以重新能够与神来和好，并不是因为我们的行为有多好。
So Paul wants believers to build their life on this solid foundation of truth and not any false teaching.
保罗要所有的这个众信徒呢，把我们的信仰呢，把我们的生命呢，摆在这个坚固的这个真理的这个基础上面，而不是这些假的这个道学。
Now the next time we look at Colossians together, we'll learn more about this encouragement.
下一次我们在探讨哥罗西书的一起探讨哥罗西书的时候呢，那我们会讲到这些非常鼓舞人心的这个事情。
But today, I hope we can all see more and more how important it is to keep Jesus above all in our lives.
今天呢，我希望我们大家都能够来明了一件事情。就是耶稣基督呢怎么样把耶稣基督呢在我们的生活当中，在我们的生命当中呢，让他能够居首位。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we can think about this now, and it may be that tomorrow something else comes in place and tries to steal the place of Jesus above all. Just pray that we will resist that, that we will stand with your word, we will claim your word that says truly he is above all, and we won't let ourselves be denied that focus, that priority. As we set our focus on that, help us to see how all other things come under that authority, under that place, and how God's love is clearly shown, how your love is shown to us through Jesus. just pray that we will not only claim this for ourselves, but we will be able to share this with others to let them know that same God has the love for them and that same Jesus died for their sins if they only accept that gift of eternal life. So we give you thanks, Father, for all that you have done for us and all that you're still doing for us. And we say, Amen.
Amen.